Bread and Puppet Theater from Glover, Vermont, were among the hundreds of people who assembled at the Vermont State House in Montpelier early this morning to stage a counter-protest against 10 members of the Westboro Baptist Church of Topeka, Kansas, who came to protest Vermont's policies on gay rights. The Westboro Baptist Church is perhaps best known for a website, www.godhatesfags.com. The head of the Westboro Baptist Church, Reverend Fred Phelps, was not present at the demonstration. However, his son, Fred Phelps Jr., was among the 10 protesters holding signs with messages such as, "Thank God for AIDS," "God hates fags," and "Save the gerbils." Phelps Jr., who held a protest sign in each hand, fielded questions as he stood on the sidewalk in front of the State House.
Possible get your name? Or?
No, Fred Phelps Jr.
Fred Phelps Jr., son?
Right.
Heard you guys had some trouble in Ottawa at the airport. Trying to tell us what happened. All it sounds like one paragraph on your site 2 days ago.
The immigration folks just made it difficult for us to get in. There obviously was an agenda at work. And we finally got in. There wasn't any legitimate reason to keep us out, so we were in. We spent 2 days in Canada.
Now, how long were you detained at the airport?
Actually, we were detained twice for a total of probably 4 hours, roughly. We had to come back after the first one.
Any trouble crossing the border into the States?
Nope.
There was a new sister site added to the God Hates Fags site called God Hates America. Does the group believe that America is now beyond saving?
Yes.
If you could send one message to the people of Vermont, what would that message be?
Repent and reject the homosexual lifestyle that's condemned by God.
The 2000 election looked like it's going to be a Bush versus Gore race. Do you have any views on the election or candidates you'd like to share?
I have a strong view. In 1988, I was a delegate for Al Gore to the National Convention. At that time, he was pro-life and conservative. He sold his soul to the homosexuals and the baby killers, and so obviously I can no longer support him.
Two last, if I can. A lot's been said about the church and the media lately, being portrayed on media as everything from bigots to the Antichrist. What keeps you guys going in light of all this, and why are you sticking to what you're doing?
Well, of course, all the apostles in the New Testament were persecuted. Our job is to preach the truth, to go out into the byways and the highways and to preach the truth. That's what any legitimate Christian should be doing, and that's what keeps us going.
Deborah Hockenbarter, another member of the Westboro Church, was carrying a sign that said, "Save the gerbils."
We feel sorry for the gerbils.
Why do you feel sorry for gerbils?
I felt on the streets.
Because some bags shoved them up their rear ends for pleasure. Famous Richard Gere shoved it up his ass for pleasure. He got it caught, had to go to the hospital to get it taken out.
The Montpelier police made one arrest at the demonstration when a counter-protester attempted to take the signs from the hands of Fred Phelps Jr. He was quickly wrestled to the ground and arrested.
So there was an arrest already today?
There was one arrest, yes.
What were the circumstances of that?
It'll be all released later on, but it was a disorderly conduct. It was a primary charge, and there might be subsequent charges also being filed. Other than that, I have no further comment at this time.
Okay. Can I get your name?
Sergeant Tony Fakus, Montpelier Police Department.
Thank you.
My friend was arrested after grabbing Junior Phelps's signs, which portrayed hate and violence towards gay individuals, specifically Matthew Shepard. and or attempting to grab his signs. At that point in time, the police proceeded to violently detain him and move him away from the scene. We've been down to the police station. He is not revealing his identity. He is being charged with disorderly conduct, and he may be charged with attempted larceny. He will be taken to the Berry Court so he can be processed at 10 a.m.
This morning?
This morning.
For the most part, however, the demonstration was peaceful on both sides of the debate.
I think it's very positive to get the issues out in the air and let people know that that Vermont will stand up for what they believe in.
One counter-protester seemed to be having an especially delightful time as he walked around wearing a skirt and a set of paper wings, sprinkling fairy dust on all those assembled, including the visitors from Kansas.
My name's Christopher Kaufman, or you can call me Pippin.
See, as you dress as a makeshift fairy costume?
I am in my real fairy costume. This is the way I appear in the actual world.
And, so what is your reaction to the events going on today?
I think we need more love and light, bubbles and poetry in our life. I think these people here definitely need more bubbles and poetry in their life. And I'm really glad to see people dancing. We need to celebrate our community. We really do. We can't respond to this with anger. Absolutely cannot. We need to love ourselves and let everybody in Vermont know that we are here and we're not going away. We live here. We grew up here. I grew up just down the road.
The Westboro Baptist group had planned to picket from 7:30 until 9 o'clock a.m., however, at around 8:30, the 10 visitors from Kansas decided they'd had enough, followed by hundreds of people chanting, "Get your hate out of our state." The 10 church members got into their two rental cars and left Montpelier. As they pulled away, there was great rejoicing in the streets.
Normal people. This is just the way we are.
Thanks.